Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can you give me some examples of opening pieces that you've used in the past where you've seen Playmobil given a greater outcome to the workshop, as in like people who are usually more reluctant to get involved and they kind of lean into this kind of way of working?
I think the great advantage is when you build up something on your own or together with colleagues, you're proud and that you are able to present something. You have something in your hands or on the table. You're talking about your masterpiece you created here. It's something different than going to the flip chart or to the PowerPoint. You know, everybody's not even looking. But here, it tries the attention to the build-up. And maybe also colleagues who are more introvert and don't want to be in the center of presenting something, then all attention will be on the build-up of Playmobil Pro. So that could be a really, really good advantage to unlock the ability that everybody can participate.
Hello and welcome to Bringing Design Closer on This Is 8CD. My name is Jerry Scullion. I'm the founder of This Is 8CD. I'm a designer, educator, design coach, and podcaster, obviously, based in the wonderful city of Dublin, Ireland. Now, our goal here is to have conversations that inspire and help move the dial forward for organizations to become more human-centered in their approach to solving complex business and societal problems. In this conversation, I caught up with the wonderful Frank Mueller of Playmobil Pro. Now, Frank is Managing Director of GBI Global Business Innovation in Munich, and we speak about the incredible kit that I bought recently for the Makers and Doers School, the new initiative that I've launched, which is a design school for children ages between 6 and 12 years old. Now, we speak about how Playmobil works in the professional organizational capacity to help unlock conversations and visualize complexity. Let's get into it. Frank, I am so happy to have you here on the podcast. I know you through several of my peers, my friends, Adam Lawrence.
Hopefully only the good stories.
I had to think about that. I was like, only good stories. But
yes, of course.
Marcus Ormez and Adam Lawrence, Nuremberg, they've spoken so highly and they've mentioned Playmobil Pro to me over the years. So I'm finally getting to connect with it. And as you know, some people who follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn, I've bought the Pro kit and I have it here at my feet at my desk. Frank has given a fist pump in the air. maybe for our listeners, maybe tell us what's your role with Playmobil Pro.
So, thank you very much for invitation and happy to be here. So, I'm working for Playmobil actually since almost 7 years, a long time already. Yeah. And at the first time, like, we were thinking about like how can we address new target groups, how can we spot new opportunities. So my role at Playmobil is in the new business development innovation department, innovation management, and what we have spotted with Playmobil on social media when talking with friends and family is that Playmobil has been already a part in workshops in the business context. Yeah. And this was quite interesting to see. And we were asking, okay, so what kind of figures are you using there? And what are you actually doing with this? And it was mostly on HR topics, so that HR managers were visualizing teams, were visualizing hierarchies, problems, solution, and so on. And we were getting into contact with them. And we thought, okay, maybe there could be one interesting case there for Playmobil. And this is how we started with this 2017 already.
Okay.
Some years ago.
So it's
For people listening, Playmobil has a really big competitor in the market called Lego. Okay, so Lego also have a version of this, and it's kind of the elephant in the room. People will probably say, "Yeah, okay, I've heard of Serious Play." So people are using basically the tools that we've had from our childhood in a business context to try and visualize the complexity. Is that's fair to say? Does that surmise it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Definitely.
So how do they compare in terms of like with Playmobil Pro? The reason why I went for Playmobil Pro in terms to invest further into was really the flexibility and the lack of rigidity in terms of the methods. Like, it seems like it was better suited to talking about systems and services. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to let me say that anyway.
No, interesting that everybody is referring directly to Lego as a competitor in this field. And it might be right from our point of view. Like, there's no big competition, because I mean, Lego is so so far already in the market. They did a fantastic job with Lego Serious Play, with the proven method behind it, professors, you know, doing the science here, and really, really fantastic. And it's, I think, a really, really fantastic tool for construction, to come up, to build something, and this is
absolutely,
you know, what Lego also stands for, like for the brick and for, but you know, I'm the wrong guy maybe
to compare.
So I only can say what Playmobil is, and the core and the DNA of Playmobil is the figure. So the figure is in the center of the attention, and what comes with figure is of course role play, building scenarios, storytelling. And I think this is one big advantage we have here. And I think there's no big competition, because it's a different field. We can use Lego and Playmobil, and maybe both fit together in one room. Why not?
I mean, I would see no reason why you can't do both, but from an independent practitioner like myself, to get set up on Serious Play versus getting set up and Playmobil Pro, there's an outlay and a cost to get up to speed. Like, you know, with Serious Play, you've got to go most likely do some training, just several thousand, and then to buy the boxes and the kits, several thousand. Whereas Playmobil Pro, especially because I have the connection with Marcus and Adam, who had mentioned to me many times over the years, it's much more affordable to get into it, and it provides me the flexibility of being able to dress the figure and draw on the figure and create and offer that kind of environment for learning, where people can actually adapt the figure in a much more curated way. And that was what really sold me, especially because I'm working on this, the Makers and Doers School, this design school for children ages 6 to 12. And it really lended itself really nicely to that. So children can actually invest into the figurine themselves. Now, can I ask you, were waving your hands around there a second ago in a very manly manner, and you were holding what looked like a very small man that was dressed in, was it a hard hat that I see?
Yes.
talk to me about what you've got in your hands at the moment.
Exactly. So for further introduction of myself, so I brought a little Playmobil Pro figure to me. Mm-hmm. With me, and I have a little task for you, Gary. So maybe describe what you see with this figure, and maybe come up with some metaphor that might fit to me, and I can add to this
okay.
For sure. But
so a metaphor for this. Okay, you're gonna have to put it a little bit closer to the camera. So I see
I will.
A yellow hard-hatted figurine with binoculars and a cup of coffee, which for people who are eager-eared, they can hear me drinking coffee at the same time. What is the Is that a gold bag or something?
What is this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glass of wine, is it?
For me, it's a little genie bottle.
Oh, it's a genie in the bottle. All right. So how I'm interpreting this is you use your binoculars to see things in the future, see things in the distance. So, and I guess you've got a little light on your hard hat there. And I guess that is, you need a bit of resilience to do this. You're going to get some knocks along the way. But you've got a flashlight, which allows you just to have enough clarity of what's in front of you, which is, you know, the whole kind of service design, two steps ahead kind of
nice
approach to mm-hmm. things. And a cup of coffee, which is probably something of a personal metaphor, that you like coffee, which is, I know, a bit of a far-fetched assumption, but you probably need some energy you need something external to keep you going. And then you're wearing blue clogs, which I'd rather not assume there. You're a bit childlike.
Good life. Always is in flip-flops, you know.
Oh, in the flip-flops. Yeah, okay. So a beach lover, but based in Germany.
Exactly.
limited access to the waves. And then the genie in the bottle is, I'll let you finish that one off. Tell me what the genie in the bottle means.
Yeah, you never know what comes out at when you rub at the lamp or at the bottle. And this is also something in terms of business development, like you spot new opportunities, but you never know what at the end comes out of it. So it's a bit digging in the dark, but
I love it.
I think you did a fantastic job. You didn't spot one little thing. Maybe it's was not close, but here's a little spot on my white jacket. That's a coffee spot, actually, because I'm a bit clumsy. So every time I pick up a coffee, so I'm getting.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
other than this, fantastic. And this is just a little start how we get into Plumable Pro also. In our head office. So when we have meetings with new external partners, like we group up two and two, and we give each other 5 minutes time to explain a little bit, like a business mm-hmm. context, but also on the private side, like, okay, tell me one secret maybe you want to share. And then you have some time and build this colleague, your business colleague as a Playmobil Pro, and introduce it to the group, and you can immediately see what this makes, instead of having just a round up on a round table and say, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm Frank, good day, and blah blah blah. You start with a smile, and you're getting into action. You have something in your hand, and it starts a meeting like on a good way. And
psychologically, there's obvious advantages for this. Like, you know, you're entering into a meeting, and in 99.9% of the meetings that I've had in a corporate environment, they start off with a bit of chit chat, and then they get into the nitty gritty. And there's very little time afforded to the whole, you know, smiling and laughing and exploration and play or any of these kind of things. And some may argue that there is no space or no time. It's not appropriate for these things. What do you say to those people who would sit in a relatively constricted or corporate environment that is like, hey, if I was to bring this in, people might think that I'm not taking my job seriously?
Oh yeah, and we had this comment, and especially like also when Marcus and Adam helped developing this product in a design and service design approach, we packed some Playmobil stuff in a bag we get from the construction shop. And send it out to companies and to friends from from companies like to Bosch, to Siemens, to Adidas, Beiersdorf, and so on, and say, okay, like here's a bag of Playmobil. How would you use it? Like how's like in which context? And there were some resistance and saying, oh, come on, now I really have to play with Playmobil. Like I could take this from my son's or daughter's carpet, you know, and bring it here. So I'm not too sure. But what we found out is then when we used neutral plank figures, it reduces the childish context, and it had the big advantage that you are able to write on the figures and can wipe it can wipe it away afterwards. So it reduces the barriers, especially for top management, to play actually with Playmobil, because you bring in a bit of a more serious context with some white neutral figures, blank figures.
I mean, that whole ability to draw is on the figure is really, really powerful, and the ability to personalize it. Has there any been a further exploration around changing the skin tone color so it's a little bit more diverse? Because there's a subconscious part of me that is it's a white, white only.
Figurine. And this was of course not the purpose,
intentional.
Attention definitely. So what we are. But we get some feedback on this, and we take it really, really serious, and it's a good comment. So what we are preparing for the next sets is we are switching our material to a sustainable material. So it is over 80% recycled material what we are using for the figures and for the accessories. And with this, the material is also a bit going into light gray. So we don't have this shiny white figure anymore. It's more, and it's also flexible in the coloring. But still, you have the high possibility to draw on it. And I think this is a really, really good solution. Other than this, of course, we are thinking also to offer all kinds of colors for the figures. Maybe as an additional set. This would be a really, really good idea and approach.
Absolutely. It's just fair. Like I wanted to call it out. Like, you know, when we were looking through the toolkit, even my little girl who's looking at it, and I have to keep it away from, that's why it's up in my office up here, because they are literally, they are ready to explore it, and I'm like, look, it's not really a toy for you, but they did say, oh look, everyone's white, and you know, in their school there's children of all different skin colors, so they commented on it, and they're 6 or 7 years old. And it's important we have those conversations up front as well. So it's great to see that it's already been raised inside Playmobil. Can you give us other examples of maybe businesses that are using it at the moment? We've already spoken about how it can sometimes feel like childlike, but incorporating play has got huge benefits to opening the mind, you know, problem solving, connecting with your peers and so forth. Can you give us some examples? You mentioned Siemens there before, of organizations that have adopted it into their ways of working.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, because the figure is in the center, so it could be a really, really great help and support in all persons' human-related issues. So as I said before, like in HR, like how the new team setup could look like billing scenarios. This could be a really, really big advantage using Playmobil Pro. But what we found out many companies are using is you know, when starting a project, like in project management, like when you have your huge conference table, you're using one kind of a sticker note, and then you're saying, okay, that's my start of the project. Here's my goal. And now what are the different milestones, what we need to achieve until when? And now please group together, like you are doing the first milestone, you're the second, and visualize it. It's much better than doing this on a flip chart or something, because you know, it sticks with the colleagues. And I think that there's one quote from Edgar Dale saying, we remember 20% of what we hear, 30% of what we see, 50% of what we see and hear, and 70% of what we discuss with others. And I think this is a great tool to help you discussing with your colleague, having something in hand and building up something. And this is something what is really helping.
One of the bits that I love about Playmobil and in serious play as well is in traditional workshops, and I'm doing air quotes, traditional workshops, where you've got post-its and so forth, there is always a potential there for participants to sort of hide behind some of the artifacts that are created. Mm-hmm. When you position these artifacts, these tools, these elements to co-create or build on your own, there's less chance of them not being involved.
So I am
right in saying that. Can you give me some examples of kind of opening pieces that you've used in the past where you've seen Playmobil given a greater outcome to the workshop, as in like people who are usually more reluctant to get involved and they kind of lean into this kind of way of working?
I think the great advantage is when you build up something either on your own or together with colleagues, you're proud and that you are able to present something. You have something in your hands or on the table, you know, and you're talking about your masterpiece you created here. It's something different than going to the flip chart or to the PowerPoint. You know, everybody's not even looking, but here it drives the attention to the build up and maybe also, you know, colleagues who are more introvert and don't want to be in the center presenting something, then all attention will be on the build up of Playmobil Pro. So that could be a really, really good advantage to unlock the ability that everybody can participate.
I know Workplay Experience, they've used it heavily in a lot of their workshops. Okay. Most people that I've spoken to who have used a toolkit like Service Play or Serious Play or Playmobil Pro, they tend to assume that it's just for icebreakers. It's just it's a fun way to start things. I'd love you to give me a little bit more information around how it can be used to strategize services. So things that are a lot more complex than, say, sort of personalize the figurine based on your own personality or any of those exercises. Can you give me some more examples of businesses that are using it to flesh out that complexity? Mm-hmm.
So I think the main working areas is like marketing, communication, as I said, transformation, and people with HR, but especially on innovation and creativity, and working closely together with Marcus, Adam, Mark on with Workplay Experience.
Yeah,
like we using Playmobil Pro in terms of all steps in service design. So for example, first part on the empathy part, like getting more visualize whom you are talking to and you know, visualize your target group, visualize a persona and trying to figure out like, okay, in what kind of surrounding they are currently in. So you're trying to to solve your or answer your question and get a bit more closer to your target group and trying to define it and trying to visualize it. But also in the ideation, in prototype, in testing, it's always a good help. Like on the we are using it really close on a customer journey, for example. Like coming up with a new product idea, like we are trying to think of the way how customers are getting along the buying process and afterwards. Would be good example for you when you have bought the Playmobil Pro. You said like that was not the nicest experience, and I agree with you.
I don't know what you're talking about, Frank. folks, if you're going to buy this, it's a great experience. I'm only joking. It was a little bit bumpy.
But this would be nice also to show, like having Gary on the customer journey here on the buying process, and where are the bumpy parts, and why are you feeling like this? So this would be quite nice. Also, stakeholder maps, like who is involved in the project and so on. Like there are millions of possibilities, like how you can use it in the whole process.
I feel we need to get some maps of Europe laid out in order to do the customer journey of me purchasing from Germany, because I was adamant that the product had to be shipped from Germany and I wasn't going to incur anything out of the UK for the duty, because it wasn't cheap. But that was part of the clunkiness. It was because it was being shipped. The UK were triggering it. It was coming from Germany, and there was kind of a lack of ownership. But it was, I'm so happy to get it. I was more eager.
Finally, you get it. Yes, exactly.
I got it just before St. Patrick's Day. And the children were like, what's that? Is that Playmobil? And I'm like,
we need more green men and women here.
Exactly. Well, that was one of the questions that the children had. They're like, there's so many artifacts that go along that connect to the figurines. Have you seen a kind of increase of people using 3D printers to create their own elements to connect into the figurines? Is that something that you're seeing more of?
Yeah, or not. Definitely. Just ask Marcus. Like, now
I'm not allowed to call Marcus Ormez. Every time I call him, that guy literally shows me something that he's just bought. It just costs me. It's about a 200 to 300 euro conversation when you speak to someone like Marcus, because you walk away kind of going, yeah, okay, I probably need that now. So
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tell me what he's doing with the 3D printer.
Now, exactly. Like you're quite flexible on this. Like you get data in the World Wide Web, and you can immediately print out stuff that fits to your needs. And it's great what's happening out there, and definitely we support it on still Playmobil is a kid toy, so we have some security and safety issues when printing out stuff for kids, but on the B2B side, like it's
a bit more flexible.
Exactly.
A bit more flexible. So if you were to, if you were at a dinner party, Frank, okay, and people say, okay, you work for Playmobil, presumably they're going to think that it's just a kid's toy and stuff. And then you might have told them a little bit more like about the stuff that we've spoken about in terms of how it can actually help organizations and help teams align and stuff. What are the least amount of pieces? What's the entry point into Playmobil that you advise to people who aren't really from a design background that want to bring it into their organization? What kind of kit do you think they would need to start the process off?
In terms of products, you mean?
Yeah, just to start off, like a sampler, like they're like, okay, well, I'm interested to learn more.
Yeah,
what pieces do you think they should buy to get started? Where should they go? What do they need to buy? Is it like a kit for four people? What's the important props that are really going to be used and overused time and time again?
So there are currently three kits in the market, which you can find online on pro.playmobil.com. So it's our own shop. there's the welcome set, which only contains two figures, some accessories, you know, the pen and so on, just to try out. It's also perfect, like when somebody is already a facilitator for Playmobil Pro, that he or she can then provide the participants with some nice present. So this is just a little starter set. But if you are familiar already with Playmobil Pro or you want to try out, then there's the starter kit. We say it's for around five people in a workshop environment, and it contains several figures and accessories and something for smaller group to try out, and it comes in two little cases, and you can easily travel also with this. So this is quite nice. And then if you are really familiar and you want to try out more and you work more with Playmobil Pro, there's the professional set.
Yeah.
It comes in a heavy case. I think you have experience and already built some muscles, right?
Yeah.
Carry it around.
It's very light for me, and with my stocky Irish muscular build, I can pick it up with two hands.
Exactly, but it comes with nearly 500 pieces inside. Yeah, like all about characters. It's about costumes, like how you want to build your character. It's about accessories, building the world around it, like what kind of an environment you want to be. And then there's a stationary element with post-its and with sticky notes, with pens and wipers and so on and so forth. Everything you need to prepare your perfect workshop.
Yeah. Workshops. Here's a question for you now. It's one that's related to the new initiative that I'm working on, the Makers and Doers. Presumably, some of these children might fall in love with Playmobil Pro, the kit that I have in for my workshops. And I am not stating that any child that attends the Makers and Doers school is in any way a thief, but if parts of the kit was carefully removed by accident in their pockets, are there are there pieces individually? Can you rebuy individual pieces? Is that something that's possible?
Exactly. Like if you're a customer, like there's a service hotline, and yeah, I mean with
Frank's personal home hotline.
Oh yes, only available on Sundays.
But you can get those things.
I mean, you can check with service, and they're happy to provide. You know, two laptops are missing or something like this. With the figures, we are a bit more restricted, because I mean that's the main USP of Playmobil Pro, having those blank figures within the set. So there's no possibility that non-customer can call or order just white figurines, because I mean that's part of the business model. However, if you are a customer and you say, you know, I need 10 more figures, then this is also possibility to buy them. Yes, again.
There was another thing I wanted to give a shout out. That's good. By the way, that's good to know that it is there, because I may have two of those children who may not steal, but may arrive in their pockets living with me.
It's too appealing. Exactly.
Stop. I have to move this box around. I need to get a safe. The children are, when are you going to get up to count all those pieces? I'm like, you're going nowhere near that Playmobil broke it. But I know they'll get to it eventually, and I know I'll probably end up having to buy additional stuff.
Up your Playmobil Pro case. This would be a nice product feature. Okay.
You need to give a lock and key on it now.
Exactly.
Feature enhancement to the box. One of the questions I had beforehand, so service play has, or not service play, I keep on calling it, serious play, you've got, you know, there's lots of trainings around there and train the trainer programs. And when I was Googling around for resources, that you might lean into for workshop creations and stuff? Obviously, you can use it. It's flexible. You can come up with your own ideas and applications for use. But I know you work alongside Juan Prego, who created, was it the Pro Playbook? Is that what it's called?
Play Like a Pro? Yes.
Tell us what's inside that book for people. I'll put a link to this one in the show notes as well for people who are interested in it.
Yeah, I highly recommend this. So from our side, like we said, we don't want to establish like an official method to learn Playmobil Pro. It should be as flexible as possible. And we hope that design thinking and service design will be there in 10, 20 years' time. But we don't know. Maybe in 5 years' time, there's a new method coming up. Everybody is keen learning this. And Playmobil Pro could be a good part of this. So we want to be as flexible as possible. However, of course, there were some feedback like, okay, now I have this huge big case on my desk. What should I do now with this? And that's why we have a great support with Juan Prego and his company Actitud Creativa. It's a Spanish company, but also having trainings offering in international markets. And he's actually train facilitators, train people who are interested in learning more about Playmobil Pro. He's our only official partner on this. He's doing, he and his team is doing a fantastic job. Like you're getting out of these workshops with a big smile and with a big value in hand. So this is really, nice. Really great.
Well, as we were recording this, I've already purchased that book. That's probably coming from Spain, is it? I think it's it looks like, you know, I got a big gracias, Jerry. when I purchased that book, I like to buy and support as many of the people that are mentioned on the podcast. So I'll put a link to Juan's book in there as well for people who just want to maybe learn a little bit more about it and get involved, and maybe they might be able to incorporate some of those things in their workshops. But Frank, you know, we are coming towards the end of the episode. We've spoken, you know, there's a chance there that you might do a newsletter takeover. So, you know, add some Playmobil tips and tricks or a little bit more information and context to this episode. So if you're signed up to the newsletter, folks, on thisis8cd.com, you can get some more information from Frank, hopefully in the next couple of weeks or months. He'll talk a little bit more about Playmobil Pro. But like every conversation, Frank, is there anything that you wanted to give a shout out to before we wrap up the podcast?
Shout out to you. Thank you very much for the invitation. It was really a pleasure to minutes here with you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted to connect. I've learned an awful lot from speaking with you today, and I'm excited to go on the journey with Playmobil Pro. I'll put a link to playmobilpro.com URL in the show notes, folks, if you want to take a look and check it out. Or you can follow me on LinkedIn. I'll be talking about it over the next couple of months and how I'm using it to teach the next generation of children in Ireland about design and service design. So thank you so much for your time, Frank. It's been absolutely awesome speaking with you. If people want to continue following you, particularly on the internet, what's the best channel for them to do so?
Yeah, please connect through LinkedIn. I think this would be the best way. Happy to connect. Yes.
Deadly. I'll put a link to your LinkedIn in the show notes as well. So listen, thanks so much for your time, Frank.
Wow, it was awesome. Thank you very much.
There you go, folks. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you enjoyed it and want to listen to more, why not visit thisis8cd.com, where you can learn more about what we're up to and also explore our courses whilst you're there. Thanks again for listening.